Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is a genius move, Tommy.
What happened?
Well, it's kind of a dick move, but it is genius.
Okay.
Nonetheless, because social media is designed to keep us in constant contact.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people who you're supposed to be close to that you don't want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy, you are convinced.
Oh, I know.
It's foolproof?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll let you know.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. So, Tommy, you were on Facebook the other day?
Yeah, I got a friend request from a relative.
Oh, okay.
And I did not respond. I'm holding off.
Okay, so why would you not want to friend this relative?
Because I know what they're up to.
What are they? What?
They trolling.
No good.
They looking.
What is trolling?
They busted. They're living in Florida, and I know they're looking for money.
So you have are making an assumption about their life and lifestyle leading to you just ignoring the message.
Ain't no assuming nothing. I know what they about, and I know what they're looking for. You bottomed out in Trashacola, and now you're looking for bank.
So they didn't send you a message or anything saying all this.
No,
this is simple friend request.
As soon as I saw, because I heard from other people that they were in trouble.
Uh-huh.
And they were looking for stuff.
Uh-huh.
And a week later, they pop up.
Ha! Good catch! So you have a term for what you just did.
Yeah.
What is your term?
Facebook purgatory. I'm just going to let it sit there. So, like, I'm not denying.
Okay.
I'm not accepting.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
And I have to admit, this may be the smartest
thing. Because you're going to say, I never checked that stuff.
Yeah.
Did you invent this?
Oh, yeah, I invented it, man. You think these track suits pay for themselves?
Well, you at least invented the name, because I've never heard of this before.
Tommy Zips, baby.
Nobody, what?
Tommy Zips.
Nobody's ever...
Yeah, I heard people call me that.
All right, Kimmy, I've never thought to do this.
I mean, I know that I've done this. I know it exists. I know people have that same kind
God
of mentality. However, I never put an official term to it, but he nailed it.
Here's the thing. The people that go into these purgatories,
yeah,
it's kind of like the Bible. You know, you're a piece of crap, but you're not such a piece of crap. I'm going to burn you in hell forever.
Okay, hold on, stop.
But I'm just going to keep you there for a while.
Stop.
I'll make a decision.
I don't think purgatory ever showed up in the Bible. I thought
it was
in
the Bible.
Kimmy, can you Google if purgatory is
yes.
in the Bible? Thank you. No, I know.
The book of purgatory.
There is no such thing as a book. Purgatory sounds like an Eastern European prostitute.
No, the word purgatory is not in the Bible.
There's your theology.
But
for
some
you.
Believe the idea of a period of purification after death is present.
Wait, it was in my Bible. I just read it.
Wait, which one?
I just bought it at Kmart.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think
it was like $500.
Oh, man. You're the guy with the gun?
Yeah, the guy had a gun and everything. He got busted on a gun charge.
No,
Deuteronomy.
I'm
telling you, man. Like, you just know certain people are up to no good. And I know she's struggling, but she's...
Oh, now you're going to try and walk it back?
I know.
But here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
Every time they F it up, and, you know, they don't have the chops.
Listen, this is easy to do to somebody you're never going to see in person.
Oh, I'll see them.
Okay, put a pause in that, because you're right.
I won't see them much, because they're, 1,800 miles away.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because as we have this discussion of Tommy leaving a relative in Facebook purgatory, will not accept, will not deny.
Mm-hmm.
There is a weird pressure when it comes to certain people who friend you on social media, follow you on social media, because there are plenty of family members, especially... you want nothing to do with.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't accept that friend request or follow back, it's going to cause drama down the line. It will happen.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
And it's not like you can lie, Tommy, and say you're never on social. Well, you can, because you never actually do anything. You just follow people. But for most everybody, Kimmy, if you leave them in Facebook purgatory, but then you're writing on Facebook later, it's hard to be like, oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah. I think it also depends on the age of that person. Like, I can probably convince an older relative that I didn't see it. A younger one's going to be tough to get around.
Okay.
Or like lie to, make an excuse for.
There are some social media platforms where you're right that are newer. I think that Facebook has been around for so long that even the most ancient of computer illiterate people understand how this works now.
I mean, I have some older relatives who I now have a limit to how many times I can friend request you, or I'll accept your friend request. Because they've been hacked like 3 or 4 times. So if I get a fifth request from Linda, I'm out. Sorry, Linda. You have exceeded your maximum friend requests.
But if you're not following her, how are you going to get 75% off of Ray-Ban sunglasses?
There you go.
You were saying, I'm sorry.
So this particular case with me, I am the older person in this situation. But they ain't young. I'm 60. I'll be 66.
Yeah.
They're 50-ish.
Okay.
No, but you can play that card because you're the older person.
Especially in that tracksuit.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see it in there. I'm not sure.
Use that voice.
It must have disappeared.
Let me say you'll use that voice. That's not your voice every day. I'll use my normal voice, he says.
But can I give you a little advice to the younger set here?
Please.
Never invest in a lost cause. And there are certain people that are just lost causes.
I hate when you say
they all live south of Orlando. All of them. I'm telling you, man, if you got Florida relatives, they suck. And they will suck you dry.
Yeah, isn't that why your mother moved out there in the first place? No, look.
What?
I understand why you don't want to give a relative money. I get it. I get that. But to say that there are people that have no chance and are lost causes is an inappropriate thing.
No, there are people that are lost causes.
No, okay,
bro, if you're hitting a pair of fives and you ain't pulled it together, like if you're on your fifth cell phone plan.
Well, they had a couple of minor financial discretions. Yeah,
you're managing two different dart leagues. And like all your jobs are by the airport, but you don't work at the airport. That's this person, man.
All right, look. I'm trying to compliment you here, and I think you have a genius idea, but I do want to remind you that You are describing yourself if you did not meet your wife.
Yes.
So let's have a
look. But that's how bad this person is.
Yes.
They're requesting him and not the other way around.
No, but it's only because he found himself a woman that's going to take care of him.
Yeah, but it worked out.
Okay, yeah, but... Okay.
I am surprised that curiosity doesn't get the best of you in these situations.
Well, I know all about her.
Because you think you do, but you're also the person, the picture that you're painting of this person.
Yeah.
I would also think like you love the gossip of it all, and you love talking about other family members, love talking about it with other family members.
I do, but
how are you
going
to be
that.
In the know if you don't know what she's up to all the time or he's up to all the time?
Well, I get the gossip through other relatives that are also like in the loop here.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I kind of get that grapevine thing, you know?
I'm surprised that's enough for you. But you don't want to see it for yourself.
The problem with the gossip I get that they... People that are giving me the gossip are also this kind of person.
So there you go.
You know? So
you might need it. She's right. Like, there can be a
There's no upside for me.
Well, no, the upside is, oh, my God.
But I kind of get that from these other trashy relatives.
Yeah, but you don't get to see the picture. You don't get to see the crazy video they posted.
True. And they could give you gossip on those other trashy relatives that you're not hearing.
Right. And if you another... closely related relative sends you a friend request, you also have to ignore that. You can't do one and not the other.
Yeah, because that one will find out. No, Kimmy, I think the point you made a second ago is brilliant. There is this morbid curiosity. You know you don't want to be a part of this.
Right.
You know you don't want to interact with them, but...
But I want to be in the loop if everybody else is talking about it.
Yes. What the hell is going on in your life?
Who's this new person in their life?
If I accept it, I'm going to get these texts after hours that I am in trouble and can you help me out? Okay. Or do you know so-and-so, or can you make a phone call for me, or can you tell? I don't want to be involved.
I get it.
And they're bad. They're not bad people. They're just, everything about them sucks.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy has invented what might be the most brilliant thing he's ever thought of. He's calling it Facebook purgatory. He has a family member who has friend requested him on Facebook. He is under the impression that this person is just looking for money.
Oh, I know it.
He knows it.
She's upside down on a nipple ring. At some Daytona surf shop.
So he has not accepted.
You know it too, man. You know, it's like a skull or something, you know.
His punchline of that joke was, it's like a skull or something. He has not accepted the friend request, but he has not denied the friend request. He is letting them live in this in-between area where they do not know what happened. Now, here is the thing. There is a limit to how long you can ride this out.
Oh, no. I think if it goes a certain amount of days and you can't accept it,
well, no.
That means you knew it was sitting there.
If you come face-to-face with this family member...
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't until I go to Florida next year.
Okay, but you're going to at some
point. Oh, yeah. And by the way, they show up with hands out.
What I'm saying is...
She is a collection plate.
What, you were using they for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Screwed up. When you're face-to-face with this person, they're going to ask you, did you not get my Facebook friend request?
Yeah, check.
Okay, and they'll have you check.
I get confused.
No, you know they're going to have you check right there.
All right.
I'll show you how to do it on... You started it. No, I'm just saying, you know, they're going to do it right in front of you, right? And then now you're this person. You're there. You're in.
Yeah.
So, like,
I can't find you. Oh, well, let me see your phone. I'll show you where it's hiding.
Yes, unless this is someone you will never, ever see face-to-face, this will run out.
They're so sad, man.
No, I get that they're sad. You don't have to keep telling us how sad they are.
Like, her car is a storage unit.
Yeah, we've all been there, man.
Yeah, but not at that age.
How do you know? Bro, again.
At that age.
You're talking a lot of crap for a guy whose life isn't over yet.
Here's another thing they do.
Okay.
That really bothered me.
What?
And I didn't even know they made these anymore. Clove cigarettes. I thought they were like banned.
I miss those.
I don't. You smell like a ham.
Those things hit you.
They stink. They stink.
Clove. You already said she, so.
Have you ever had a clove cigarette, Kimmy?
No.
Okay. Smoking a clove cigarette is like smoking 10
it's a ham.
Marlboro Reds at the same time.
But it smells like Easter.
I love that.
But not in a good way.
I love that. They used to sell Dejarin Blacks at the mobile gas station at Chile Avenue.
That's probably what she smokes.
It's the only place you could get them outside of a smoke shop. Oh, I don't want to know what my lungs look like from all of those darts that I sucked down.
You know what's kind of nice, though, about...
Her collection of Harley lighters?
About accepting that friend request is I can have a relationship with that, or I can maintain a relationship with that person through social media without having to call or text them.
But they might come to you looking for stuff.
Well, they're definitely going to come to you if you don't accept that request, because now the only way they can reach out to you is via call or text.
No, to her point, there is an interesting part of
this. I'd rather like you comment on something and I can give it a few days before I actually have to answer. But if you're calling me, if you're texting me, that's a little bit more personal.
But it is weird how we've decided socially how free the back and forth on social media is. Yeah. A lot. Like, someone will have no problem writing you a DM or a private message.
Yeah.
Yet that family member you're talking about here, Tommy.
Yeah.
They have your cell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they would have the ability to reach out to you anytime they want.
But they don't.
And that's what
because they want to do they're looking for something, so they don't want to come hard yet.
It's just weird how, because like if I send you a text or I send you a DM on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
it's the same.
Yeah.
It's going to the same spot. We're going to have the same interaction with the same exact technology. Why have we decided as a community, as a world?
Yeah. In
that
a world.
It is too intrusive to text somebody mm-hmm. and ask them something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's completely socially acceptable to Facebook message, DM.
Because you're kind of fishing. You're not, you know what I mean? You're kind of just casting a line out there. You're putting a little bait in the water. Let's see what hits.
Okay.
Where if I call you, it's a direct conversation. And I know that they have burnt every bridge, and I'm the last one. And I fell for it before. I pretty much paid for an arson.
Weren't we trying?
Well, that could be a lot of people in my family, Pat.
What are you doing?
That could be a lot of people in my family.
What are you doing?
That could be a lot of people.
We are being more careful than you are, and well, I don't know why.
You're the only one being careful.
I got enough arsonists in the family. Or potential.
Potential arson.
Yeah. But what they call Florida lightning.
Gotcha. The guilt doesn't eventually get to you?
No, man, because
now
like...
you kind of forget about it.
I have done things.
I'm not chastising you.
No, but I've already tried this, and like you know, everybody's like given up.
Okay.
And you know the Mulays give up quite easily.
You know, there is a Trojan horse in this situation that fortunately, Tommy, you do not have to consider.
She probably smokes those. That's probably a brand of closed cigarettes.
Kimmy,
yeah.
If you have kids, teen or adults, that still live with you, this blows up your whole Facebook purgatory.
Mm.
Why do you say that?
Your kid will not have the balls.
Oh, yeah. They'll be connected to your kid.
Yes,
for sure.
That kid will accept
that's
that.
An aunt yep. or cousin, yeah. whatever. Yeah.
I mean, if your kids are teenagers, they'll think it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, oh, now I'm connected. And if they need to get to you,
mm-hmm.
they can go through your kid.
So they're going
to
backdoor it.
Yeah, or they can tell, you know, your son, daughter, hey, why is your mom or dad? Mm-hmm. Go tell your mom and dad. I Facebook friended them. Why haven't they reached back out to me yet?
Yep.
Well, I figure if it comes to a direct confrontation, I'm going to make up an illness.
What illness could you make up while you didn't?
What illness? At my age?
What?
All of it.
Give me one.
I'm on 17 pills.
Yeah, but now she's going to tell the rest of your family that, and you're going to have to fake it to everybody. That's too much.
Half of them are gone.
Okay.
What are you telling?
What illness could you have that would prevent you from accepting her friend request?
Yeah, I got the shakes.
You should be spending more time.
I got the Jimmy leg, and now it's in my hand, too. And not the good one.
You got the Jimmy hand.
I got the Jimmy hand, but it's the wrong hand.
Yeah, wait, it's the first time you had the Jimmy hand since you were traveling with a headliner, Jimmy. A lot of Jimmy hand back then.
Yeah, I get it.
Stage time, Kimmy.
I'm
just making sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
what?
I love the idea. I think it's brilliant.
Well, I'll let you know what plays out, because I just started.
I think you are a little too confident that this is going to work.
Well, it's
forever.
The only option I have, unless going down this road again that I don't want to do, with money I don't have.
Well, no, there is another option. You could straight up deny their friend request.
But that has repercussions beyond the person.
All right, what's the repercussion you're most worried
about? Other family.
So you don't want them to think you're a jerk?
Which is kind of weird, because other family agrees with me.
Okay.
But they're also done. Like, it's a weird dynamic. Like, you should, but I'm done.
Okay.
Which is my family, right? Oh, you should help. I've already done enough.
I don't think that's just your family. There is this weird thing that will happen in extended families, too, where if someone needs a little help, whether they are, as you put it, a lost cause or not, folks that spent the money want you to also spend the money.
No, they want to spend your money. They're going to
tell
you.
Saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're all on a level playing field.
Right, like spread the pain out.
Yes, the idea being, well, I put my work in, so now it's your turn to put your
work
in.
But you got screwed. Now you're trying to talk me into a bad deal.
I agree with you.
Like, up front.
I agree with you. Everything you're saying is true. It's just weird how everyone's like, yeah, I did it. It sucked, but whoa, hey, my mom's rolling over in her grave. You yes. don't know.
Oh, man, they pull every dead relative move of guilt on your ass.
Dead relative move of guilt on your ass. All right, let's take a break. All right.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Don't do it, man. I don't know how many movies Hollywood had to make to show how terrible this could go, where scientists were like, oh, let's try this. And here's the thing. Like, we've talked about this in the past, and it sounded like it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, it would be scientifically impossible. But they've done something.
Okay.
And I'm looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that this exists as a non-scientist,
yeah,
right, keep that in mind, tells me that not only is this going to be possible, that their quite short timeline is attainable.
So it sounds like they won't be able to control it once they do this.
This is like the most uncontrollable animal of all time.
Okay.
We'll get into it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. But before we do that.
Yeah, what's going on?
It is another Tommy Tracksuit Thursday.
Mm-hmm. There is.
The hat was making me dizzy because my head was sweating.
It was. I was getting dizzy. I couldn't figure out. It was the damn hat.
Hey, man. Pain is beauty.
I know. You pay a price for fashion. So what are they cloning?
The woolly mammoth.
Wait, the goddamn pissed off elephant
is one step closer to.
By the way, you kind of look like one. Like, they have that doofus face and all that hair. You're kind of like a woolly human.
We really
woolly
heard
human.
We really
woolly
heard
human.
Him.
That should be your name on stage.
Woolly human.
Woolly human.
You're not.
He is so hurt. He was so proud of this tracksuit, and his butt is so hurt right
I
now.
I still approve of the tracksuit, despite everything I've said.
I didn't know they were Irish.
Shut up. So we've talked about this on the show a couple of years ago.
There's always been talks that they could do it if they wanted
because
to.
Of the elephant aspect.
The idea was they found frozen woolly mammoth DNA.
Okay.
And I believe it was up in some part of Russia, like up near the Arctic,
like
whatever.
Like some batch or something?
So I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was hair. I don't know if it was blood. But they had the DNA. And they believe that they could splice the DNA of a woolly mammoth with modern elephants.
And get one.
And bring it back.
Right.
And it would be one of the first major animals that would be de-extinct, as they put it.
Okay.
So we talked about this, and we laughed about it, and we thought this was impossible. Well, a breakthrough has been made.
What do they do?
Scientists have used some of the woolly mammoth DNA and put it in mice, and they have created woolly mice.
Ooh.
That sounds dangerous.
Kind of sounds adorable.
That sounds like they could get into your house.
Okay, it's still the size of a mouse. Yeah, what are you talking about?
But they could be meaner.
Why would they be meaner? We don't know how.
Because it's got the woolly mammoth in him.
Was a mammoth like a mammoth? No, he went to college downstate. He went to woolly mammoth? Monmouth? Damn, I did it.
You don't know what these mice could do.
Yeah, but I
he graduated summa cum rex from woolly mammoth? You idiot.
Could get in your house.
How do you even get the graduation robe over the woolly mammoth is my question. No, it doesn't look like they're bigger.
Okay.
It doesn't look like they're more aggressive.
What do they look
mouse?
Like?
No, I'm looking at it. It looks like a woolly mammoth, but with a mouse's
that
face.
That sounds frightening as crap,
it's
man.
It's just really woolly.
Yeah.
Okay.
This thing is, it's insane. It's
so
almost,
they got some of the, all right.
They made it work. It survived.
Okay.
They're thriving. They're eating. They're being mice.
Okay, so what's the next step? What are they going to start next? If you did the mice,
but why do we need...
then you do the monkey.
Okay. Well, no, woolly
or
monkey?
Rabbit. Well, you did the rabbit, the monkey.
Woolly rabbit.
Yeah.
I don't know what the next step is.
Yeah.
But the fact, Kimmy, that they were able to use this DNA, splice it in, the animal survived and is being just a regular animal.
So it works.
So their target date, Kimmy, I'm done talking to you.
I'm
their
listening.
Target date.
It's a great show.
To have a class of graduating woolly mammoths.
Woolly mammoths?
Who does the commencement there?
I don't know. Fred Flintstone, what are you looking for?
Fred Flintstone.
Oh, shut
up. That's all you got.
What do you got? Go.
I don't have one.
That's what I thought. Their target date, Kimmy, to recreate a woolly mammoth is the end of 2028. And they say with this progress, they believe they're going to hit that date.
But why do we need a woolly mammoth?
You don't. Is this like what we could do other things like cure cancer?
I was going to say, aren't we worried about like the extinction of certain animals we currently have? Like, maybe that should be more of the focus, unless this helps that in some way.
I
don't know.
I think that's the idea.
Okay.
Is that if you have
it's a springboard.
Yes, if you figure out how to do this, we could eventually live in a world.
Yeah.
In a world.
Thank you. Where animals never go extinct.
Okay. Yeah, you can just create a new one. Yeah.
So, for example, I don't know if you guys know this. There is what they call a seed vault up in one of the Scandinavian countries.
Your mom? She's packed to the limit. Fun for the seed. Running down my leg.
Ew.
What the hell, man? It's your birthday this week.
Get me my support hose. I gotta bring him out. There's probably a man
in here. Stop.
I hope you die.
I don't know why.
He's pulling like there's a parachute coming out to save him from his terrible act.
It's creepier in the tracksuit.
It's because he looks like a low-end porn director.
So the seed vault you speak of.
What I was saying was...
It's like for the end of humanity or something.
Yeah. Like this thing, it's like buried underground. Yeah. It can withstand nuclear things. There's only like three people in the whole world who have the thing. And the idea is that,
Grow food.
Yeah, thank you, in case everything wipes out.
Yeah.
This would be something like that, where you would take the DNA of every living animal that we know of and keep it somewhere, and God forbid something were to happen to wipe those animals out, you could reproduce them again.
That's a cool idea.
I know, disagree, but I don't know why with every...
Why are we starting here?
And like, Kimmy, with all the dinosaur movies you've seen, this is going to end terribly.
Yeah, because we don't know what the disposition of this animal is.
Disposition!
Like, are they mean?
Like, you get into your house.
Oh, man. Well, how about you get in the house, you got an elephant in the basement?
I'm overrun with woolly mammoths. Try orking then, huh? Comes over with a shotgun.
He's going to have a heart attack. Imagine that trap.
252. It's run by Fred Flintstone.
I mean, a furry elephant would be pretty freaking cute, though.
I think they're nasty, man.
No, okay.
We don't know. Nobody's ever met one.
First of all, can you think of a prehistoric animal that wasn't mean?
Again, we don't know.
They have the big-ass tusks.
We
so do elephants.
We wouldn't know, as you put
it,
the disposition of any prehistoric animal because no human has ever come across them.
So well, I think woolly mammoths were around the same time as humans.
Can we Google?
Didn't they like hunt them?
Yes, but I'm saying, is there written?
Probably in a cave somewhere.
Description, like, hey, this
that would just be a finger painting of it eating your wife, your cave wife. That would be, hey, I guess they're pretty.
Were they carnivores? I don't think they were carnivores.
Oh yeah,
no, I don't think.
Yeah.
They were carnivores.
I thought they were herbivores.
A hordivore.
No, hordivore is your mom. This show is completely derailed, and it's all because he's just wildly firing guns into the air because he's so hurt by his tracksuit insults. No, I it's possible that woolly mammoths were just like these laid
that
back.
That is a plant.
Yeah. They ate grass, leaves, fruits, berries, and nuts and twigs. Right.
So he was kind of like your mom. No, but I mean, so I just, after seeing Jurassic Park, all of them, like it goes.
They don't end well.
Exactly. And like, how many woolly mammoths are you going to create? Are you going to keep them in zoos? Do you let them loose?
Wild. Do you let them go wild?
That's what I'm. Well, I mean, up in like Siberia, the Arctic, things like that.
Okay, I was going to say, because elephants don't live there.
These are woolly elephants.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. So you'd be bringing like a whole new type of animal to the area.
But they were there to begin. Oh, that's a good question.
No, yeah, I don't know what that kind of impact that has on the animals that live there currently.
No, you had to put them in Africa.
No, they're woolly.
Yeah,
no,
too
but
hot.
Like that was pre-ice age.
I understand.
That's why they in Siberia, maybe? I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Like they were in.
They're nowhere right now.
Why do you even try to do science?
The Earth didn't have no snow. And then the ice age came, and then we got the snow. Everything was like tropical in the beginning.
Worst science teacher ever.
Because you had the Garden of Eden and everything.
No one in a tracksuit has ever done science. So when you're in the tracksuit, please don't do science.
You had Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
And then you had the two boys. Who were the boys?
Cain and Abel.
And then they got married.
No. One murdered the other.
No, I thought they took wives.
Yeah, and one murdered the other. Oh, I thought you meant they got married together.
No.
Yeah, that's what you said. No, Cain and Abel got married.
No, they didn't marry each other.
They had the reception, the Garden of Eden.
And then the woolly mammoth showed up.
Yeah.
He was a caterer for Cain and Abel's wedding in Genesis. You're the dumbest person I've ever met in my life.
Well, I only know bits and pieces of the Bible.
Yeah, where?
The bits and the pieces. Like the purgatory and the gun.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.